Welcome to Ecom Tips Podcast. My name is Roger Kaiserling, and I am your host. Ecom Tips consists of several different shows. We do blog narrations. We also have a helpful tip show. We have a show also called Q&A, which is for question and answers. We have the Tip Whisperer show. And we have our newest show, which is Roger Kaiserling Live Daily on Facebook. Hey everybody, I am live. Dog had his head out my back window and he had the window down. I put it up and it was choking the dog. I almost choked the dog. It's hot. I would pop almost in. Gone. Yeah, we don't have too much longer. We'll be home. We're on eBay. Probably because everyone knows I'm closing it out. So they figure they better buy it there now if they want to get it. We did make a little bit of money in our yard sale today, but we're going to do a really ginormous one soon. I'm basically getting rid of all the hard product. Come on, people. The light's been green for 5 minutes. Sorry, did you hear someone else honk, David? You don't hear too many people honk in the Midwest. That's why you don't hear a honk very often. And when you do, someone's really ticked off. New York, honk, 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 honk. No one listens. Here, when you hear a honk, you look. Alrighty, get over it, Ian. Thank you. We are jumping on the highway. It is very hot in my car, guys. It is so hot. Our air conditioner part comes Monday or Tuesday. We ordered it on eBay because it was much cheaper. It's coming from China, but it had only taken about a week. And it was half the price of what it would have cost to buy it locally. So I was happy to do that. I can wait for things. If I'm going to save a bunch of money, I don't mind waiting a few days. I'm not in such a hurry. I have to have my product immediately. They've made that sound like it's so, so important. Well, yeah, people like to get their stuff quick. But paying ridiculous sums of money for cheap items just so you can get it within a day, that's stupid. I am not in such a hurry that I have to pay three times the amount that it should cost just to get it the next day. Shoot, I'll pay half of what it costs and wait a week or two. That's what I do online. If I want quick, buy it, get it really fast, I'll go to Amazon and I'll buy something. If I want to save money, I used to go to eBay and buy stuff, but that's stupid. You don't save any money there anymore. So, we still do. We could have bought this part on Amazon and saved a little tiny bit of money. But because we don't mind waiting a week, we got it for half of what it costs everywhere else. That's why I go online to shop. If I just wanted to go online to get stuff quick, I'd go to Amazon, or I'd just go to the store and buy it. You know, there's no reason I can't walk in the store and buy something. So, I see the value of, you know, it's a big deal to get your item the same day or within 15 minutes of your order. It's so stupid. If you want it that quickly, go to the store and buy it. So, it's just not worth it for me to pay ridiculous sums of money online just because I get it delivered in a day or two. I'd much rather go shopping around and find the same item for half the price, and all I have to do is wait three or four extra days. So, I am changing my business around a little bit. I shouldn't say a little bit. I'm taking down $1 million in inventory. I've already taken down a majority of it. I've got about 400 listings left on eBay, but that's going to be down to 100 as soon as I can get it done. Lots of people popping in. So as soon as I can see who's writing here, by the way. So as soon as I can get the listings ended on eBay, I'll be happier because then I can downscale my store, not pay that ridiculous amount of money to have thousands of items that nobody's going to see and search. So I'm reducing that down. Whoa, you get a phone call? I figured that's what's going to happen. As soon as we leave, we get our phone call. We were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for a friend of mine because they told us earlier today that they weren't doing anything this evening. So I ran up to the city to get a treatment done real quick. And while I was up here, I was like, well, you know, let's kill some time. I've actually still have not got my treatment yet. I'm killing time still. So I'm actually going from another friend's house back to the old friend's house. But they weren't, they just never responded. But I think I know what's up. They had a relative get in some sort of event today. And I think they were at that event. I didn't think they were going to go. And then they probably last minute they got coerced into going. So, but if I don't catch the other friend, no big deal. It's just because I'm up here at an odd time. Turn that off, please. Thank you. It's just that I'm up here at an odd time. All right, well, I've got about 15 minutes or so before I probably need to hang up here, so we're going to chit-chat for just a few minutes. Is it warm and cool enough that I can put that up a little bit?
Yeah, I can.
A little bit. We're already very hot. But I know it's hard to hear. Our part for the air conditioner comes soon. I watched the replay. I don't watch the replay of my show for several days. I did it on Thursday. I watched the replay of my show, and it was all right. My videos and all that. I'm not talking about the tech. The tech was fine. Actually, my show is very attractive. But not too happy with my performance. I have a tendency to look at myself in the camera. The reason that is, I look at myself in the camera, I look at the camera. On mobile, there's almost no difference. When I do my show, my image is down at the bottom of the screen, but my camera is up at the top. And I notice it looks like my eyes are closed a lot because anytime I look down, get in the back, Harry. He's all worked up. He wants that bagel over there. He wants the bagel. We ate bagels and cream cheese while I was waiting on my friend because I was like, you know, we don't really want to go have dinner. We're going to stop, Blue Springs, right? Or no, Oak Grove. Oak Grove. You want the tostadas, right?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
The cheese.
Oh, you ate all the bagels and now you're full. We're still going to stop, though. You'll be hungry in an hour.
Yeah.
I totally lost my train of thought what I was going to tell him.
Yeah, you did maybe with the dog.
Yeah, we were waiting at my friend's. We were talking about what we were going to eat, and I was like, you know, I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. Well, Aldi's is right up the street. And, you know, I was really upset they didn't have any onion bagels, but they had the plain bagels, and they're actually cheap and not too bad. And then they have their, what was the cream cheese we got? What type was it? Cheese. Well, they like chewing on it. Not really, not very happy. Oh, hold on. We won't have that glare for very long, guys. Oh, just move my head. So he didn't keep begging for bagels. He didn't keep begging. But, my signal's bad. All right, now we're getting it back. Yeah, I'm sorry, we have bad signal there. We still do. All right, but so he wasn't really begging for just the plain bagels. Our signal is real bad right now. He wasn't begging for just the plain bagels. So what I did was, I put a little bit of cream cheese, because there was no cream cheese in the little bagel I gave him before. I put a little bit of cream cheese on my finger, and I stuck it, and he ate that, and he just like got all excited. So I took and I put just a little tiny drop of cream cheese on a bagel. Well, the first thing he does is rip the bagel to shreds, looking for the cream cheese. He didn't want to eat the bagel. So I told the dog, I said, now you got to eat that bagel or you're not getting any more cream cheese. So he's like, so he eats the bagel. And I gave him one of the little containers of cream cheese. Because we had left one out of the cooler, so I wouldn't be eating. So he's all worked up. That's why he's all, is he begging? What's he doing now? Oh, now he's laying down because he got a whole little thing of cream cheese. Alrighty, guys. Well, I am on my way home. Let me see what everyone's saying. Okay, everyone seems to be having a good time. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time seeing. Are you saying Prime is Repuffed? I think that's what she wrote. Prime is the bomb, guys. Prime is awesome. I don't sell on Amazon. eBay. If you can find a search window opening where your items will actually be found, you can make massive money coming up in eBay search. Our signal's bad, guys. I'm sorry. You can make massive money coming up in eBay search. But that's to flip products. Flip products. Not build a business. Not build a store reputation. Not let anyone know who you are. Just be part of the product catalog. Buy something. Find a window. Drop it in there. Make your money. If you want to do that on eBay or Amazon or any of the sites, that's 100% fine. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave 100 items in eBay just to do.
I pushed the wrong button. Sorry.
Who'd you call?
Mom.
My mother?
Hello? Yeah, I pushed the wrong button in the phone.
Sorry.
Yeah, so sorry about that. You too, thank you.
Who the hell did you call?
The phone and I turned it off, it pushed the wrong button.
Who did you call? Nobody? Just some number that called?
No, the emergency call.
Oh, the emergency. Oh, so they called you back.
Oh, right away.
Right away, yeah. That means that they're tracking us right now.
No, I thought I put the robot.
Doesn't matter, they still track you. They run you.
Does it happen all the time?
If you do that too much, they send you a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, my employee accidentally hit the button.
I disconnect these two.
Amazon is great to flip products. eBay is great to flip products if you can find that little window. And that's the same on both platforms. You know, if the metrics of another seller on Amazon or Amazon itself is selling the item, you're not going to get the little box very often. On eBay, you'll never get it. You'll never be seen because you're just part of a product catalog. The only thing that's seen is the top metrics, and they don't rotate any boxes, so to speak. It's all number. So you're not going to do very well on eBay if you don't find a window that you're the top metrics. That's no good for me. I could flip products. I could spend weeks finding the right product, put one product in and make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes, I could do that. I am doing that. But that's not the kind of business that I run. I have a huge business. I'm a global seller. I have multiple platforms I sell on. I have my own product lines. I do podcasts. I do blogs. I do shows, obviously. It's just unbelievable. I don't even want to go into it. I make apps. I design websites. I mean, I'm in a huge amount of things. Well, the reason I was able to do that when I was using eBay in the past is because I was selling 150 items every single day. Cheap, expensive, didn't matter. 150 of my items every day were coming up in the eBay search. And I was selling. Once all that stuff got put into the eBay product catalog, it went from 150 items a day to one or two from eBay search. Not one or two sales, but one or two sales that come from someone going to eBay, typing in my title or one of my products, and it actually coming up. 150 a day before eBay product catalog, and very next day after it was in the catalog, hold on, I got a bad intersection. Very next day after the catalog, one sale from the product search. What a moron. Did you see that?
That's probably, yeah, no.
Bad drivers, guys. I'm sorry, just so horrible. So I was a volume business. Now, a volume business means that I had a whole lot of inexpensive items that I could get to people in 3 or 4 days instead of ordering from China where it takes 2 or 3 weeks. I did very well with that. I sourced the items locally that you would normally buy from China. I get a very good price. I buy in bulk and then I reship. I made a fortune. I did that for years, guys. 4 years. And I made a lot of money on eBay. Because anything that I listed, it was my business that drew in the customers. They didn't have to look so much for my products because all the products that were the same came up in search in a big, huge jumbo list. You know how they have that big old J jumbo list. All the products came up in search. People would just look for my little green dragon, knew I wasn't selling from China. Click, 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 150 times a day. Now the search is all product-based, and eBay is invested in those companies in China. So where do you think they're going? What's going to come up in search? It's all that stuff. No matter what the store metrics are or anything else, the only thing you're going to see is what eBay considers the best company. And what are they going to consider the best company? The one they've invested in. It does not take a genius to figure these things out. Well, if I can't do volume sales, there's no way I can have a real business just clicking off one or two items here and there. I have to have their search engine. If I can't use their search engine because it's all warped and twisted, then it is useful to me as much as nothing. Because all I'm doing is paying an exorbitant amount of fees. Even if I do funnel someone to my store, 25% of them outclick because eBay spams the top of my page with my very item coming from their sellers. So even if I pay advertising dollars, get people into my eBay store, 25% outclick because eBay's spamming my page. It's not my business. I'm not getting listings. Listings don't have other people's stuff in it. I'm part of a product catalog. I can't run a business without control of who sees my items. And when I'm paying the same amount as someone else, but their items get seen and mine doesn't, that makes me an idiot. And that's what it means to sell on eBay. Amazon is as crooked and as dishonest as the day is long, but at least they are honest with their sellers. They don't charge them a listing because you don't have a listing. You're part of the Amazon product catalog. But eBay is charging us just like it's still a community-based platform, making us jump through hoops of a catalog platform and giving us less results than you can.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.